Title: Advanced Drop Arrangement and Fakeouts for Drum and Bass Ableton Live. Hey, welcome. This lesson will take you deep into advanced drop arrangement and fakeout techniques for drum and bass at about 174 to 180 BPM. The goal is simple: make your drops hit harder, feel more surprising, and keep dancers and listeners locked in without collapsing the energy. I'll walk you step by step through arrangement tricks, device chains, automation workflows, and exact Ableton stock device settings you can copy and paste. Lesson overview and why this matters. You already know the drop is the moment everyone waits for. What really makes it land, though, is contrast. Fakeouts are not cheap tricks. Done right, they build expectation in a controlled way and then break it so the real drop feels massive. Think of the build as winding tension on a spring, and the fakeout is changing how the spring snaps. We'll design three different fakeouts: a full 8/16 bar drop section, and a set of device racks and macros so you can audition variations fast. What you will build: you'll end up with a 32 to 64 bar drop section and three fakeout variations to audition across that drop. The three fakeouts are the micro silence or void, a half drop or false drop that teases energy but withholds the rhythm, and a drumless sub-only tease that keeps the low end while removing the groove. All of this uses Ableton stock devices: drum rack, simpler or sampler, wave-eatable or operator, EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, compressor for sidechain, auto filter, grain delay or ping-pong delay, beat repeat, utility, drum bus, multiband dynamics and spectrum. No third-party plugs required. Setup and routing basics. Start a new live set at 174 BPM. Create these groups: drums using a drum rack, bass as a MIDI instrument with layered patches, leads or synths, and an FX group for risers and impacts. Create return channels for short reverb, long reverb, grain delay effects, and a distortion or saturation bus. On the drums group, insert drum bus, and on the bass group, insert saturator, then EQ8. Keep the bass and drums sent to master, but manage compression and saturation on the group so you can audition different combinations quickly. Drum chain recipe. On every drum pad, chain the raw sample into an EQ8. High pass around 40 hc and use a narrow notch if something is clashing. Send that into drum bus with saturate set between 3 and 6 to add bite. On the group, place glue compressor with threshold around minus 6 dB, ratio 4 to 1. Attack between 3 and 10 milliseconds and release on auto. Create a return track for transient stutter effects with beat repeat. A good starting beat repeat set is interval 1/16, grid 1/32. Repeat 75%, chance 30%. Automate the send amount into that return to trigger stutters during fills. For parallel transient emphasis, use a send with a fast compressor sidechain to the kick and snare to preserve punch while keeping body. Bass chain recipe. Build bass as two main layers. Layer A is the sub, a sine or triangle from simpler or wave-eatable, low-pass filtered around 120 to 180 hc so the sub is pure. This audio version is shortened for playback.